50. Monday is a cold winter's day. High temperature only about 44. Maybe a leftover shower as well. You're going to want to get our weather app on your phone or tablet before this storm system arrives. All you have to do is go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. It's going to be very helpful. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Prime South Bank, where they have what it takes for you to live your best life, your prime life. Their service is as sunny as the forecast, and their fee-free checking accounts can chase away the clouds. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Autauga County authorities are looking for the person who broke into the Autaugaville school. They say the suspect used a BB gun to shoot out an office window and then stole school property. If you have any information, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. Alabama Catholic Church officials have now released the names of priests and other officials who had credible accusations of sexual misconduct with minors made against them. There are a number of names associated with local Catholic churches. To see the full list, visit our website, alabamanews.net. And students at Virginia College are still looking for answers after the school suddenly announced its closing Wednesday. Many students say they're getting conflicting information about the next steps, and they don't know what's happening to the tuition they've already paid. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hello, Mike here from Capital City Ace Hardware. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for some time now, and we've seen a fantastic upturn in business because of it. The folks at Blue Water Broadcasting are so easy to work with, so give them a call. You'll be glad that you did, just like we are here at Capital City Ace Hardware.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. It can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Final farewell for President George H.W. Bush.
Another remarkable day of tributes.
President Bush laid to rest next to his wife, Barbara.
1 month after the election, a congressional race in North Carolina could be headed for a do-over amid allegations of election fraud.
This massive storm system that has piled in Southern California.
Mudslides in several burn areas, including Malibu.
The Southwest plane went off the runway while landing in the rain.
Continued fears about U.S.-China trade relations.
This comes on the back of news that the CFO of Huawei, the Chinese tech giant, has been arrested and faces extradition to the U.S.
Kevin Hart has stepped down as host of the 2019 Oscars after some past anti-gay comments have resurfaced.
Now the search is on for another host.
The Golden Globe nominations are out for the Dick Cheney movie Vice, starring Christian Bale as the former vice president, leading the field with 6 nominations. A Star is Born earning 5 nominations.
We're far from
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News on 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Friday, TGIF edition.
272-9228. First time callers need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. $50 gift card from Fresh Market. Then any caller, including Flower Child, can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. And I want to tell you something. The pecan tins and the popcorn tins that they have down there look spectacular. Very festive looking. It's a great gift to give. They've got pies. They've got that bourbon pecan pie that they do is great. The caramel cake. All of that, and it's great prices. Go by and see Reed and Karen Ingram, Sweet Creek Farm Market. Let's go to the phone. Let's go to Flower Child.
Hey, Dan and Joey.
How are you?
I'm well. The name of that board that regulates foreign investment is that CFIUS.
Yep.
C-F-I-U-S.
Mm-hmm.
And it said, I looked it up to see who served on the board, and it's the Secretary of Treasury, Secretary of Defense, Homeland Security, State, I assume that's Secretary of State, Commerce and Energy, and the Attorney General, which would have been Holder back then.
Mm-hmm.
And what's her name? Hillary.
Hillary.
Would have been on there. And of course, Robert Mueller was the FBI, head of the FBI during that. And Rod Rosenstein was supposed to be prosecuting them for that Uranium One, the prosecutor. And then they just dropped it. And then guess who else was in on that FBI agent? Andrew McCabe.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's funny how only certain people can do certain jobs, but for whatever reason, they dropped that prosecution, you know, or investigation of it.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I think Horowitz is the one that's leaking those emails to John Solomon. Personally, you know, because he's the one that gave over the Strzok Page email to what's his name, Mueller, and then that's when he had to get rid of it. So I think that's where that leak is coming from. Just
well,
you know.
You're a fountain of information, my dear.
Oh, I read something the other day. I really got nauseated. I thought this was bad. You know, some of this stuff, but I think it's really going to be horrible. And I think I know you're going to say I'm a conspiracy theorist, but I think there's going to be a lot of people to go to Gitmo.
A lot of people to do what?
That go to Gitmo. I think they're going to have military trials for some of these people.
Some of the American citizens?
Yes, I really do. I know that sounds crazy. But there's a clip back when Lindsey Graham was interviewing Sally Yates.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, she already knew the answers, but he was asking her about something. I can't remember the clip now. Lindsey Graham also asked Kavanaugh during the hearing about military combatants and military tribunals. So, you know, anyway, it's just...
Well, interesting. You know, and it's back to Rosenstein. It seems like all roads lead to Rosenstein here.
Yeah, he's a bad actor, and so is Mueller. And the only reason he did that Cohen thing about lying to Congress was he was freaked out because Manafort and Corsi and Roger Stone were kind of backing out of their agreement, I guess you would say. So he has to have a shiny object in it. You know, away from everything. But I'm hoping that when they get that new AG in there that, you know, some of this. And I read up on grand juries, you know, just because people are walking around and you don't think that they're going to be indicted, that's not it. You know, they could already have lots of sealed indictments.
They do.
And they're just waiting for the opportunity. You know, of course, we knew he had to have a new AG in there before anybody could be arrested or, you know, to handle all of that. But there's more to the Clintons and the Russians than we'd ever want to know about out there, I think.
Well, we will see in the fullness of time.
Yes, we will.
I think this is a major development that's not getting a lot of attention anywhere else other than The Hill, and that's the publication The Hill. John Solomon's an excellent reporter. His timing, sometimes when he talks about time, he's wrong, but the thing he's talking about, he's right on.
Yes. Oh, yeah. I think H.W.'s funeral kind of messed up some of that timing, you know. Of course, that was way before then, so. But, can I get on Sweet Creek? I always call in to talk to y'all, and then I forget to, 826.
Did you get that, Joey?
You say that again?
826.
826, okay.
Flower Child, my dear. We have got you down for it, and you need to go down. And if you win or you don't win, you need to get some of these pecan tins to have a little snackage, or if you're going to want to give a nice gift to somebody.
I've been there several times. I like it.
Well, these tins, they literally sold out of them yesterday, and they had to go make up some more. And Reed is putting them out right now, so you guys need to go take advantage of that. They're really good looking.
I still believe in Sessions as a white hat. Everybody else is a black hat, but he is a...
I think Sessions is a white hat also. I got an interesting poll call yesterday.
I did too.
Did you, on the Sessions thing?
He was the last question. What's favorable or... You know, they asked about Will... who's the lieutenant governor? Will...
Ashworth.
Ainsworth or...
Yes.
Something, and then they Bradley Byrne and
Palmer.
I don't know. Anyway, it was several names, and then the last person they asked about was Jeff Sessions.
Right.
And some of them, I didn't even know the name.
Yeah, on mine it was Bradley Burns, Mark Palmer, Adder Holt, Twinkle Kavanaugh, Andrews, and Jeff Sessions.
No, that wasn't the same poll, but
just that. Well, what they'll do is mix it up then. So, and it was all automated, right? It wasn't a live person.
Yeah, it was.
They'll mix it up like that every once in a while, and the target is to see. They may be targeting. Was Bradley Byrne on yours?
Yes.
Yeah. It seems that the Bradley Byrne and Jeff Sessions were the two most prominent ones, the way they asked on them.
Mm-hmm.
But it would be interesting to see some numbers. Somebody told me that they had seen a poll, and Jeff Sessions did not get 50% of the vote in a poll. That had the very people that we're talking about on that poll.
When all this comes out and they see how much of a hero he was, he will skyrocket back up to where he was.
I hope so.
I know. He's too good of a man.
He is indeed. Flower Child, got your name in, and I appreciate the conversation and appreciate the information.
Bye.
272-9228. Let's see. Oh, Southern Home and Garden, before I get into this other series, they got those trees on sale, the artificial trees. They are beautiful, 50% off on wreaths and trees. Need to take advantage of it. They got great Christmas decorations down there also, and their poinsettias are fabulous. Let's go to, let's listen in to Nunez. Nunez is going to be asked about a new email chain that they have come up with. Now, John Solomon has reported on this. He reported on that 2 days ago. This is Nunez talking about it.
House Intelligence Committee Chairman Devin Nunes is with us. Let me go back to his breaking news yesterday. What we discovered, apparently, and I don't know how this was not known when we go back 2 years now, pretty much investigating this whole issue, the Clinton bought and paid for phony dossier, etc. What we now have found out, there is an email chain or a chain of emails. James Comey is on it. Top DOJ officials are on it. And they knew, and the Intel community had massive questions about the veracity, the truthfulness, the validity of the dossier, which your memo and the Grassley-Graham memo point to as the bulk of the applications for the FISA warrant against Carter Page. When did you first find out about this email chain?
Listen. Well, I don't know that the email chain and John's reporting is the
the same stuff that we're looking at, although it sounds very similar. What we have been saying, and this is when as high as the Speaker of the House, we have been requesting for many months now, and I actually talked about it on your show a couple weeks ago, that there are emails where there are redactions that we are quite convinced that if that is unredacted and provided to the House of Representatives, to the Intelligence Committee, it will be very clear that there is very much, it was very well known that there was a lot of information that was not provided to the FISA court leading up to the warrant on Carter Page. So I don't know exactly who John's sources are, but I do know that we have been trying to get these redactions from emails without looking. It's possible that we are talking about the same types of emails. It's also possible, Sean, that there's even more emails that we don't even know about. But what we are aware of, what I call the fourth bucket of information, it would be very clear that there were people within the FBI and DOJ that knew well and good before they went to the FISA court that Christopher Steele and others were up to some bad and nefarious activity.
So what he's saying is it sounds like the emails that we have and we've seen are similar to what John is talking about, but he doesn't know if they're exactly the same. Now, that may be kind of a cover story because they may be the source for John on this thing, or it may be DOJ sourcing. I didn't quite clearly get on the redacted emails, is what Nunes looking at unredacted, or is it redacted and he's just making some assumptions? But here's the key. He's before the committee, and sounds like Nunes has had this for a while, had this information for a while. And if he thinks that the emails, which you're going to get out of the next piece here, if he thinks that the emails reflect that there was a knowledge that these things were not basically legitimate, then that's going to be pretty bad for Comey. That's going to be very bad for Comey if he knows that and he asks them these questions in a closed-door hearing. Now, what Comey's probably going to do is say, I don't remember. I tell you one thing. Comey is the most forgetful FBI director I think I've ever seen in history. Because he seems, you remember when he was before Congress, he would go, I don't quite remember it like that. I think there were some other things in there other than the Steele dossier. No, you would know exactly what it was. Here's the key, is if you put it in an email that you knew, then you knew. You knew. News 793.1. It's a better buy. Brubaker, go by and see them. Prattville, Eastern Bypass location. Go see Dick Brubaker, Don Wickard. Tell them you're a Dan Moore Show listener. They have great deals for you right now. You need to take advantage of it, particularly in the truck world. But they've got deals all the way around. Go and see them. Tell them you're a Dan Morris Show listener. We're going to be back right after this.
I will always be around. Won't you tell me what
the Dan Morris Show.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Honey?
In here.
Oh, you painted the ceiling.
Yep.
Blue.
Feels so much less cooped up, right?
I guess. What's the yellow paint for?
Well,
the floor needs a double line, otherwise it's chaos. Can you hand me that yield sign?
It's hard to be without your bike, so do something easy and protect it with Progressive Motorcycle Insurance. With basic policies as low as $75 a year, you'll be back on the road in no time. Visit Progressive.com to quote today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
At Walgreens, we know holiday plans never go according to plan. Somehow, there's always more presents than paper to wrap them. Batteries not included stops the holiday dead in its tracks. And without stuffers, stockings are just socks. Thankfully, we're minutes away, so you can dash into Walgreens for holiday must-haves and gift of the week deals. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Now with card, buy one, get one 50% off Hallmark holiday gift wrapped in box cards. Valid through 12/15.
Almost everyone has a pet, or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by value pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car Stamp of Approval. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche certified vehicles in our area, or shop hundreds of other pre-owned makes starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 5 days to return it for a full refund. 5 days to drive and decide. Need another reason to shop at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars? They're the area's largest buyer of used cars. Value pricing that can't be beat. 50 plus years of service to our community. A 5-day return policy, credit options for everyone, and a huge inventory of cars, trucks, and SUVs.
Come see me, Tip Thames, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on the Eastern Boulevard, or shop online at jackingram.com.
Mileage restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
This way we are. Remember, we're going to be doing this weekly farm market gift basket drawing today. Anybody can get into that one. You do have to say something to me, though. Whether you like it or not. Let's head back to Nunes talking on this subject, and he's going to declare in this one that the email chain shows that they knew that the dossier and other things were false.
These emails would be the fourth bucket. The 302s would be a second bucket. FISA application themselves, especially the last one, pages 10 through 12, 17 to 34. Then the Gang of Eight information. Those would be the four buckets. What John is saying here...
That's correct. And those first three, remember, Sean, and those first three, the president has actually called to have declassified.
But he's holding
what
it back,
talking
he now
about
recently
here
said.
Is this fourth bucket.
Okay, so what I want to ask you is, if they knew, and if the Intelligence Committee knew that they were questionable, that the whole dossier was questionable, and it was the bulk of the FISA applications, and they used it anyway. We know that they omitted that Hillary bought and paid for it with a footnote that said it might be have a political taint to it, but they didn't say it was the opposition party candidate. Is it possible that they knew it was not true, that they gave it to the FISA court anyway, that they didn't do their due diligence, verify and corroborate it, and that they totally and completely committed fraud on the FISA court, not once, but four separate times, meaning anybody that signed off on it was signing off on an application to spy on an American with evidence that they at best thought could very likely not be true?
Yeah, so remember what we've been looking at criminally has been abuse of power, whether or not there was a conspiracy to abuse power. You know about that. You've talked about that for a long time. What this gets into is this would be the first clear evidence that we have on another major crime, which would be called lying to a federal judge, which is a crime and a major crime.
That would be a major crime, lying to a federal judge. And again, the thing that's going to stop this, you know, you talked about the four pieces of it, but one of the pieces was the FISA document, the FISA application, and Mueller does not want that released. So does that mean Mueller is trying to stop that so these other that won't proceed? Or is he investigating into that? I think it's probably stop that so it won't proceed. But If you look down at his emails and Comey says, you know, I don't know, I don't remember, but in that email, he is talking about the fact that it's not substantiated and they do it knowingly, then that's a real big problem, because it doesn't matter that you lied to Congress. What you did is you lied to a judge, because you did know, and here's the proof of it. The other thing is that I think Flowerchild might be right. Who's getting these emails? Is that possibly the IG Horowitz? And then he's kind of moving it out to get that out into the domain through Congress and very quietly give them some tools so they can get things going, because maybe he's getting a little frustrated that things aren't moving as fast as they should. So it doesn't matter about lying to Congress, which is what Cohen pled guilty to. But lying to a federal judge, that's going to be big, and you got complete evidence. I mean, Comey could say, well, I forgot. But if you got information that you knew was wrong and you still did it with a federal judge, you got a real problem with that. And I think we're going to get back to the regular players. Now, let me go back on Rosenstein is one of the folks that did this. You have Yates, you have Comey, you have McCabe, and you have Rosenstein. Those are the four people that signed off on the FISA application. And Rosenstein said that he got a oral briefing on it. Did not tell us who he got the oral briefing from. It'd be interesting if McCabe was the person who was doing the briefing. Or was it or somebody like that? Who did the briefing with them? Because if his defense is, well, I didn't read it and they told me that these things were true, then that's one thing. And he knew it was the President of the United States that they were talking about, too. And that is a little problematic for them, for Rosenstein. But we just saw up here that Meadows is saying that they want to bring Rosenstein in to completely clear up the wiretap issue that was before him, that he is allegedly told the President, no, I didn't say that, or I said it jokingly, but never did that ever cross my mind. News Talk 93.1, Dan Morris Show. We're going to be back after this quick break.
Dan Morris Show.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey there, I'm a dog. Now, I know we tend to eat things we probably shouldn't, but what you put in that food bowl really makes a difference. And dogs love it when you feed us Nutrina dog food from Prattville Farm Center. I love the taste and the energy it gives me, and you'll love it too, because it's made locally and won't hurt your wallet. Now I've got squirrels to chase. See ya.
See the full line of Nutrina products at Prattville Farm Center, 1154 South Memorial Drive, or call 365-5400.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. James Comey behind closed doors as he gets a grilling from the House Judiciary and Oversight Committees about his time as FBI director.
What I've been able to learn through one of my contacts this morning is that Director Comey has taken a number of questions where he said he simply could not recall the documents in question, specifically the document that opened the counterintelligence investigation into the Trump campaign in late July of 2016.
Fox's Catherine Herridge, a woman in her baby rescued after falling into a storm drain in Tennessee. She was walking through a parking lot carrying the child when the storm grate collapsed. The child had a cut, but no visible signs of serious injury to either. And domination of the 2019 Grammy nomination.
King of my city, king of my country, king of my homeland.
The music of Black Panther with Kendrick Lamar, who has 8 nominations. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. It's not the news you want to hear with a weekend on the way, but we have a big storm system on the way. For today, mostly cloudy. We're dry today, not as cool, high 57. Tonight, rain develops, especially late tonight, and continues through the overnight hours, low temperature 44. Tomorrow and tomorrow night, periods of rain, and I'm talking a cold rain, with a high temperature barely up to about 49, low Saturday night 44, and then on Sunday. Rain is likely on and off, high temperature around 50. Monday is a cold winter's day. High temperature only about 44, maybe a leftover shower as well. You're going to want to get our weather app on your phone or tablet before this storm system arrives. All you have to do is go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. It's going to be very helpful. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At Sage Legacy Council, we help families by protecting the assets of loved ones in a nursing home or those in need of long-term care. Call 649-4911. That's 649-4911.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
I've been lonely, but I feel all right. You got another baby, hold him tight. You know, you've been pushing and you won't get me tonight.
272-9228, that's where we are. Being distracted, trying to watch the stock market here. Let's move into a parallel subject here. Joseph DeGeneva is going to be talking about the kind of the Flynn and Donald Trump and why things were happening the way they did. He was on with Tucker Carlson, I believe it is. And Joseph DeGeneva, former U.S. attorney, State Department of Justice official, big-time conservative, but very, very much a constitutionalist. Let's listen in.
Well, last night we got some details from Mueller's prosecutors about General Michael Flynn's cooperation with the investigation. Mueller recommended no jail time for Flynn. Most of the report is still redacted, so we really don't know what most of this is about, but some people on television are very confident that Mike Flynn committed treason.
What the Russians did to us was an intelligence operation. It was an intelligence attack on the core of our democracy. And that's why what Flynn did in supporting a candidate who the Russians were helping through this operation, so egregious.
As a former officer, I'd send him to jail for life. He betrayed his country. But you wind up being torn about it. You know, on a personal level, his life's already ruined. He may be pardonable, but it's unforgivable.
It's almost like the dumber you are, the more time you spend on television. There's got to be a formula. Joe DeGeneva is not dumb. He's a former U.S. attorney for the District of Columbia, and he joins us tonight to assess what's actually happening here. Is there any evidence in the filing last night that General Flynn committed treason?
No, actually, those two people you just saw are idiots, and they don't know what they're talking about. General Flynn actually did nothing wrong. The agent said he didn't lie, but Mueller decided he was going to charge him with lying anyway. Everything that General Flynn did was legal. The transition team communicating with the Russians and other foreign diplomats, perfectly legal. This was a designed plot to frame General Flynn so that they could figure out a way to go after President Trump. It's all part of the same theme. This is anybody with a brain can figure out that Sally Yates had already decided that they were going to frame General Flynn. And you know what? They succeeded. They did. They framed him.
And you remember Sally Yates is the one that went over to the White House and said that this obscure law, the Logan Act, it looks like General Flynn has broken that by talking to Kislyak. There was nothing wrong with that. Him lying about it to Pence was really the crime. But I'm with DeGeneva. I think that that was the setup all along that they were doing. And the question is, were they having mock sessions where they were trying to figure this thing out and how to coordinate it? Because that's conspiracy. That is definitely conspiracy. So these guys may have been a lot worse than we even thought, that they were much more intentional with this and much more coordinated. And remember, when Yates disagreed with Trump publicly, then Trump basically popped her and fired her right there on the spot. Let's continue on with DeGeneva talking about the setup here.
So the report we got last night from Mueller's team suggests that Flynn was cooperating in various other ancillary yes. investigations. What might those be?
You know, I saw that little, it was a very short pleading. It was only yes. like 6 or 7 pages, and it had a page that was all dark with all these ominous things, which allegedly went to the content and the context of the communications that the transition team had. Well, there's no evidence that anything else that he has cooperated on has anything to do with Russian collusion, the basic premise for this idiotic investigation that Mueller helped set up. And so the answer is, I have no idea what he's cooperating on, and it can't be anything of significance. Otherwise, they would have mentioned it somewhere in their pleadings.
Now, I'm not an attorney. I play one on radio, but but it seems that I'm not sure what he's talking about with that. It's he wouldn't necessarily have to show his hand. The key is going to be, we're waiting the Cohen and Manafort sentencing memos that are coming out. I think that's going to tell us a lot more about things, whether we're getting closer to the wrapping up section of things or not wrapping it up. So let's stay with Joe DeGeneva here.
So just to take 2 steps back, I think you know General Flynn. I know General Flynn.
Yes, I do.
And here you have a guy who ran a federal intelligence agency, who was a general in the armed services, who committed perjury, says Robert Mueller, and whose life has been completely destroyed. Is that an overstatement?
It's not an overstatement. And in fact, that was their goal. Their goal was to make it impossible for him not to have his life destroyed so that they could have a skin, so that they could show that somebody did something wrong who was communicating with a Russian, even though those communications with the Russian ambassador and other Russians and other foreign officials were perfectly legal. Sally Yates made up this Logan Act nonsense, which he was not charged with. Nobody's been charged in 100 years with violating the Logan Act. Perhaps they should look at John Kerry. The bottom line is, this was a frame-up of General Flynn to get Donald Trump. And you know what? It almost worked, except there was no collusion. Mueller knew it when he was appointed. Rod Rosenstein knew there was collusion when he appointed him.
The lesson is never plead, fight.
Always fight,
always
never
fight.
Give in.
And don't talk voluntarily, my God.
Take the fifth. That's why God made it.
I like Joe DeGeneva. He gets it down to where easy to understand, and excuse me, that I think he's absolutely accurate with this thing. And you remember Comey was kind of pushing vote Democrat, so you would get the investigative arm out of the hands of the Republicans in the House. Now, I think it's going to be picked up, obviously, by Lindsey Graham, but I think he's absolutely spot on with this whole thing. And the order and why it happened, because, you know, as Agnes Razor is that it's the thing that is the most logical and easiest to put together is the thing that it probably is. You don't have to make this very complicated. There was a goal and intention, particularly after they finish up the Hillary Clinton investigation, and boom, here comes the FISA warrant for an ability to get in to the Trump operation, I think, to mess it up. And then once he was elected, to really mess him up and try to get some of these people taken down so they could do some damage to him and also freeze him up so we couldn't get anywhere. And if the report comes out from Comey today that he basically couldn't remember, that's going to be a real problem, I think. I think Comey's credibility is going totally down the tubes. Folks, before I get into another subject here, I want to remind you of a couple of things. One thing I want to remind you of is Evangel Church still has oranges, grapefruits, and tangelos there at the church. And they seem to have... They need to kind of move some of these things. They're getting a little worried here. But go in and support them. I took some fruit to somebody yesterday, and I think they're going to absolutely love it. But go in and see them. They're right there on Vaughan Road, and it's Evangel Church in the parking lot. You'll see a little storage building, and that's where they are. Jack is there now. Go in and say hi to them. Tell them you're a Dan Morris Show listener. $25 for a case. You can mix a case for $30, but the oranges are spectacular, and I have not had the grapefruit yet. I'm going to have that this weekend. Help them out. This is for a really, 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 really good cause. It's for mission work down in Ecuador. Speaking of Ecuador, did you see where Ecuador is saying to Assad, you need to move on out of the embassy?
Yeah, they've been trying to coax him out with, we've made a deal with the British government, and you can come on out, and he doesn't want to take it.
But you remember that Mueller had the filing that had the indictment of Assad mentioned in there?
Oh, yeah.
So he goes on out, and then somebody goes in and grabs him like they did. Because, this China head of this telecom company was snatched in Canada. She was actually in Canada, and the Canadian Mounties, which is their FBI equivalent, went in and grabbed her, and then they're extraditing her to United States.
I just find it fascinating. Why is Julian Assange not considered a journalist? Seriously,
because he says too much.
Yeah, because he actually reports interesting facts without spin or what the authorities want.
Well, and if you look at the Pentagon Papers, what he did is what the Pentagon Papers basically were.
Yeah, they're going too far with the question.
The question is, how did he get the information? That's the whole thing. If he hacked it, that's one deal. If he was given it, which is what the Pentagon Papers were, that's a whole different ballgame. And they never figured out, the Pentagon Papers, how he got them. He just said he didn't have access to it. Only people within the Pentagon had access to it. Hmm. Let's go to Robert. Robert, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Dan.
How are you, Robert?
I'm doing fine. I want to tell you, Mr. Liquid is wonderful.
The well was wonderful? Hmm.
Mr. Liquid.
Oh, good. What did they do for you?
Hey, what are you doing? My house, put my incinerator in.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Did you go out again?
No, it been out a couple of times. But they went to my girlfriend's house and do the rewiring for her.
Oh, really? When did they start that?
They won't do it one day next week.
That is outstanding. Now, did she tell her that she learned about it on the Dan Morris Show?
I told him about it.
Good.
I done. What bad about it? Good about it? He got four other people. Over $15,000 to $18,000 higher in Mr.
Electric. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. So tell me something, Robert, on your generator. Does that make you really, really happy to know that you don't have to sit there in the dark?
I can't say it on air, yeah.
So that's right up there with a hell yeah, right, huh?
Yeah. It make it nice. My neighbor's sitting in the dark. I'm going to have power on.
I like that. I had a friend that had a huge house in Birmingham. And when they had that snowstorm and it wiped out all the power for like 7 days, his house was this bright, shining city on top of a hill. His house was literally top of a hill in Mountain Brook. And everybody else, it was dark.
And one thing, they told him what time they'd be there. They were there about 2 minutes early.
Well, Robert, I am glad that you got that generator. I'm really glad that you're happy with Mr. Electric. And I'm really glad, Robert, that you referred your girlfriend to Mr. Electric and they're doing wiring for her.
Yeah. Can I get back in on Sweet Creek? I need to wait by another week.
You need... Well, when did you win? 90 days is the number.
Oh, I got to wait two more.
Yeah.
Come
all right, appreciate it.
Robert, thanks so much for calling in again. Thank you for referring your girlfriend to Mr. Electric.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Speaking of Mr. Electric, gosh, you just heard Robert. Robert got a generator. Robert was so happy with Mr. Electric, he referred them to his girlfriend. That is something I hear all the time, is that I told somebody about Mr. Electric who's having some electrical issues. It's kind of like the commercial. Do you know an electrician? Yeah, I do. I got Mr. Electric here. And hopefully you have that telephone number in your phone, because they have 24-hour day, 7-day a week emergency response. Let me say that again. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, emergency response. You remember the lady whose generator wouldn't start? And she was out, they were there, it was, she said it was a 30-minute drive, and they were there in like 38 minutes or something like that.
Yeah, it was amazing speed.
And that is the quality of work you get from Mr. Electric. Maybe you need wiring, maybe you need lighting, maybe you need something for Christmas, for special plugs, maybe you need a place where you can see better when you're doing all that cooking during the holidays. Mr. Electric, they're the place to go. Get ready to copy here, boys and girls. 334-269-8886. 269-8886. Mr. Electric. Joey, that was perfect timing on Robert's part, wasn't it?
Perfect timing.
Thanks, Robert. Appreciate it. You made that one very, very easy. Going to be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Quiet, roomy, and downright plush. Sounds like a 5-star hotel, right? Well, close. Except this one has 4 wheels under it. It's the all-new, fully redesigned 2019 Ram 1500 of Brubaker, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. From luxury truck to work truck. The Ram 1500 delivers a smooth ride without sacrificing towing or hauling capability. It's lighter, stronger, and fine-tuned for improved ride comfort, off-road capability, and load leveling. These are creature features you can't get from a hotel. Trucks have no business being this nice in sight, but don't be fooled by the sedan-like ride. The new 2019 Ram 1500 can tow up to 12,750 pounds or shoulder as much as 2,300 pounds of payload. Come experience the difference of the all-new, redesigned 2019 Ram 1500 at Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. We're in Prattville, Montgomery, and always online at Brubaker.com. Better vehicles, better service, and better pricing. It's a better buy at Brubaker.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
Hello, everybody. This is Dr. Sam with Blue Water Broadcasting Sales. And you know what? I hope this is going to be the merriest and the happiest new year you've ever had. Please be careful and remember the reason of the season from all of us right here at Blue Water Broadcasting.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Western Bay and it's 272-9228. Excuse me. Lonely sailors. Man, we had a lot going on today. Sweet Creek Farm Market. They've got these pecan tins and popcorn and all different types of candy and chocolate and regular and salted popcorn. You need to go by and see them. They're great gifts, or maybe you just want a little snackage around the house. Then we have Evangel Church is doing their orange, tangelo, and grapefruit sale, $25 a case. They are really, really delicious, incredibly moist and juicy. Then you've got Southern Home and Gardens. Boy, we're talking about Christmas time at Southern Home and Garden on Vaughn Road. I'm going to get my tree there this weekend. They have live trees, and if you're going to get a live tree and you haven't gotten it yet, I would head out there right now and get it, because they're selling out of these trees around town, so you want to jump on it. They had a short crop this year, so particularly if you're looking for a big tree, I would definitely jump on it. Let's see which way we want to go here. Jonathan Turley? Jonathan, yeah. Turley's going to be talking about the Comey interview today.
A whirlwind week in Robert Mueller's Russia probe happening today fired FBI Director James Comey to testify before House Republicans. This as Senate's files are expected at any moment for Paul Manafort and for Michael Cohen.
All right, I want to get a reaction from Jonathan Turley and also find out about this new AG nominee. Right now, we understand that James Comey today is going to be going behind closed doors. What progress can they make, Jonathan? What questions would you ask?
Well, quite frankly, even before the Russian investigation, I wrote that I was astonished at how the FBI treated some of the Clinton staff who were accused of making false statements. They were not cooperative.
They got off easy?
They forced all types of very lenient agreements that, as a criminal defense attorney, I had not seen previously. He's likely to be pressured on that point. But the one that I would ask and drill down on is his leaking of those memos after he left the FBI. He was tasked with finding leakers, and the minute it became something to his advantage, he became a leaker. And there's still a lot that is not known as to how he carried that out, whether he understood that those were FBI memos, something the agency has repeatedly said.
Jonathan, the other thing is the person he leaked the memo to wasn't just a New York Times columnist, it was his friend who also had a role with the FBI, we found out later.
That's right.
That and how do you forget that one? I mean, those were your actual actions that you took. I think Comey has been a bad guy during this entire time. I'm still uncertain about Rosenstein. All roads kind of lead to Rosenstein, but Comey has got. I mean, Comey is just kind of icky the way he tries to be the Boy Scout, but then he goes in and does things like the leaking of the memo. Remember, he said in the leaking of the memo that he wanted to do this so you get a special counsel. Well, he got exactly what he said he wanted. And that tie between Comey and Mueller really worries me, because Comey actually was sending Mueller's company that he was representing business. And the business he was sending is facial recognition type things that the FBI had just gotten into. Mueller, while he was there, was sending Comey business that was there. So the fact that Rosenstein picked Mueller, that's one thing that really, really bothers me, because there are just too much connections in here to be able to do that. Way too many connections here. So let's listen to the second part of Jonathan Turley talking about Manafort and Cohen, the sentencing memo, and we may see the sentencing memo sometimes about 5 o'clock today. I'm looking forward to that.
All right, Jonathan, we're also hearing today the prosecutors are going to finalize those sentencing documents for Manafort, for Paul Manafort, and for Michael Cohen. What are your predictions?
Well, this, of course, is the big reveal that people have been waiting for. We only learn about the direction of this investigation through speaking indictments or filings in court. So the question is, where did the break occur with Paul Manafort? Mueller's had problems with other witnesses, including most recently Corsi, but also before that Papadopoulos. And these are people that clearly did not give him what he wanted. The question is whether he's going to give us a greater idea of what he did ask from Manafort and what direction that those questions were going in.
And regarding the fact that his former personal attorney, Michael Cohen, is going in his sentencing guideline memo that's going to come out later today, it's essentially going to say what he gave up on his client, right?
That's right. And look, Cohen gets credit for cooperating, but I wrote a column recently that his request for leniency borders on lunacy. I mean, Cohen is an officer of the court who spent a considerable effort violating the law, violating his oath as a lawyer. Judges don't usually look kindly upon that.
Yeah, he did have his 83-year-old father, a Holocaust survivor, say, he's my oxygen, please let him go because I'll lose my oxygen if he goes to jail. Do things like that matter?
I think it's going to matter less to this federal judge as opposed to the scope of the alleged illegality. Now, here he's talking about a false statement, but that false statement was to Congress, and it was a premeditated act by an officer of the court. That's going to be the focus of this judge.
And he ain't going to be happy with that. Let's go to Papa John. Papa John, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan, always good to hear you. I know from what you're saying right now, if I were you, I'd have a bad taste in my mouth just from having to repeat it.
I hear you, buddy.
But what is sad to me is, as someone out here who is not as informed as you are, I've really got very little faith that justice is going to be done in this.
Well, brother, I'll tell you something. For me, on a personal basis, it better be, because my confidence in the government is already fairly low. It was fairly high about DOJ and FBI. But if they don't pull this thing off, they don't get down to the bottom of it, my confidence is going to be zero.
Well, what concerns me, you've got people who are covering up, or it appears that they are covering up, for other people that have got people covering up for them that have got people covering up for them. It is layered up so high that you really have a hard time seeing how there can be an end to the string and finally finding the one that is ultimately responsible. Even you're talking about finding whatever his name is, the deputy AG. It scares me when you're talking about the involvement that he's had historically with these other people. And he right now, I know he's not charged for it ultimately, but unless you get an AG in there that is really pristine, got, clean fingernails, I don't know how he can go after anybody else. It's like somebody said a little while ago. It's almost like this thing started back in the Clinton, or maybe even prior to the Clinton administration, with the Madison Guarantee thing back in Arkansas with the Clintons, and they started stacking up then with people being connected at the, at the cheekbone, and each one of them is trying to save his own hide, and ultimately a lot of the string pulling is being done by the Clinton or the Clinton administration or the Clinton Foundation or some other way. And it's just, I just have a hard time seeing how anything can get to a culmination where you know that justice has been done.
Well, as I've said all along, this is a very complicated situation. It's a very serious one. This isn't something you just go in and make an accusation of something that you don't have everybody on the line that you're going to go in and indict. This is extremely complicated. So hopefully. Yep.